How about Uri Falk?
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
I'd like to discuss an interesting and practical question, which is personally negeir to myself, and I'm sure it's negeir to many people, or to quite a lot of people, and in some ways negeir, it's practical to everyone. And that is, my name is Uri. Not such a common name, not a name which you find everywhere. And what happens if my child has a friend who's also called Uri? Famous question, what happens now, which is interesting, very interesting, halacha has come about. Can he call his friend in front of me? Not in front of me, can he call his friend by the name Uri? Can he say aloud, I'd like to play with Uri, and I'll jump out of my place? And there's no, actually not referring to me, referring to someone else. What's going to be the halachas? Can he, can we not? So we'll start with the Gemara in Kiddushin, which is this is the beginning of everything. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, tells us that in the olden days, it used to be, and when someone gave a drosha, he used to speak and used to say it over quietly to the torgman, to a spokesman. And the torgman used to then go and he used to say it over loud and clear for all the talmidim. It's Ton Rabbonon, the Gemara brings a brisa, Chocham Meshane Sheimovi V'Sheim Rabbu. When the Chocham wants to say over something from his father or from his own personal Rebbe, from his own Rebbe, and he wants to say it over a halacha, and he can't quote, he can't say his father's name. So it says the Gemara, Chocham Meshane Sheimovi V'Sheim Rabbu. He has to change the name of his father and the name of his Rebbe. Torgman, the spokesman, however, Eino Meshane Loi Sheimovi V'Loi Sheim Rabbu. When the Torgman is saying it over, the spokesman is repeating it over, he does not have to change, and even though he's quoting over from the Chocham, he's allowed to say it for no problem. He can say with the full name of the Chocham's father, or the full names of the full name of the Chocham's Rebbe. And the Gemara carries on and brings a raya, ki hod mar bar Ravashi, like mar bar Ravashi, mar, the son of Ravashi, ki have a dorish beperke, when he used to speak, and used to give droshes, iu oma abo, he used to say abo mori, when he's quoting over his father, saying over some halacha from his father, Ma bar Ravashi didn't say Ravashi, he said Abba Mori, Va Moire Oma, Hochi Oma Ravashi. The spokesman, when he said it over, he said over in the name of Ravashi. So the Chochm himself can't say Ravashi, he didn't say over in his father's name. However, the Maturgaman, the spokesman, he had no problem, he was allowed to say it over in the name of Ravashi. From here we see that the Mar bar Ravashi was talking to the Torgman privately and quietly, whether his father was in the crowd or wasn't in the crowd, his father wouldn't have been able to have heard what he was saying. He was whispering it. The Lashon of Rashi is, he was loichish le Torgman, he said over quietly to the Torgman, the halach that he wanted the Torgman, the spokesman, to say over, and he said it very quietly, and afilo hochi, even though his father wasn't listening, it was shaloi befonov, he couldn't say it over, he couldn't say his father's name. He was not standing there in front of his father wasn't listening to what he was saying, it wasn't in any way a zulzul, putting down his father's kovod, because he was saying, speaking in front of his father about his father with his father's name. He was just saying it over between himself privately to the Torgman, and afilo hochi, he was careful to make sure that he didn't say over his father's person, his father's real name. Besides that, he was talking to the Torgman. He was talking privately to the Torgman.
No, it's not him, but now I'm talking about somebody, the same name that somebody else, my friend, it's a Uri one.
Right, okay, yeah, no, right. The idea we're talking about, we're going to the basics, yeah. Saying over your father's name. Yes, are you allowed to mention your father's name first? You say, if it's no problem at all. If it's no problem, we hear, we see that even Shaloi Bechonavi, not in front of him, is going to be a problem. And even if he's not alive, the call brings a raya, the Ma Bar Ravashi was actually talking, not in the time his father Ravashi had already passed on. And if Afilo Hochi, the Gaon says that Ma Bar Ravashi was careful not to mention his father's name. Never did he say, my father, and he's talking about his father's own name, and he would say, Moshe, and he would refer to him as Ravashi. Number two, we see.
What's that, important if you are a guest somewhere,
does
they ask you for your name, for
an idea? Good, we'll get there, Mr. Hashem. We're going to get there. We're trying to quickly as possible get to the main points of this practical halacha. Yes, all these are the practical ramifications of this question.
Chocham Eidot Bavoshai, a sort of knowing your father's, that's why he called me this name, but it's not very, very rare that you say.
Right, so matter, very good. It causes more trouble at the end of the day. Baruch Hashem. Another thing we see is that his father was called Rav Ashi, and he wouldn't say Rav Ashi, even though he was saying it with a Torah covered, it's called, even with a title, he was known as Rav Ashi, and he was saying it over, and the Torah said over, Rav Ashi, He was saying over with the title, and if you lachi, the Ma Baravashi would not say it over with his father's name. Shulchan Aruch brings down this halacha. Also, Talmud Liklis Rabbi B'Shmoy. Talmud can't call over his Rebbe, and focusing on the Rebbe with his Rebbe's name, not B'Chayav, not B'Moisai. Says the Ramo, V'chol dafke k'shein himaske rak Shmoy levad. Avol muta loyma Rabmoiri Ploini. A Talmud is allowed to say Reb Moiri Ploini, and it's a quotation of Rashi. Rashi in Sanhedrin tells us that in Abikiris, if someone calls his Rebbe with his name, as you see that Gechazi got punished because he said Adoni Melech Zois Isha Vezebenasha Hechia Elisha. He put Elisha without any titles, without any, just said his name Elisha, and for that Gechazi was punished. So we see that you can't mention the name, and Rashi down there says Shoma Ploini ve'einoy oime Moiri Rebbe Ploini. He never said over Moiri Rebbe Ploini. Elisha wasn't the problem. Had he said Moiri Rebbe Elisha, that would have been fine. He's allowed to say it with a Torah cover. That's not the problem. He's allowed to say it with a title. We've just now said from the Gemara, looks like he can't say the title, and he will see that he's allowed to. And the Gemara brings down a Rashi in Devarim, which says that Mefurish Moshe Rabbeinu said to Klal Yisrael, you should have said Moshe Rabbeinu. You have to say Moshe. How to say Moshe? Moshe is our Rebbe. How could we call him? How could we refer to him as Moshe Rabbeinu? And even the Gabi, your father, Rikvegev, asked his kasha as well. In Shabbos Kuftes Vav, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi said there was a story with Abba Chalafta, and Rashi said on there Abba Chalafta. Abba was his father's name. So what's going on? Rabbi Shimrei Chai said Yichai Abba. All these cases, we see people did call their father with their personal name, with their first name. What's going on? So we're not allowed to. So the Shach says that all these talking about Shalei Befonov. That's not in front of his father. The Shach's holding that if it's Shleif on, that's when it's Mutter. But the Fonov, then he shouldn't mention his name. He shouldn't say Rebbe. He shouldn't say his personal name. However, we have a first psukim that Berakhi Yosef brings down from the Pri Chodosh, who says that we see that the Torah writes that Yeshua said by Eldad Umedod, told Moshe Rabbeinu, Adoni Moshe Kloim. Said Moshe Rabbeinu, he said his name Mefurash, and there was in front of Moshe talking to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, Adoni Moshe Kloim. So we have Mefurash arrived from here, which is a kasha on the Shach, there are answers to it. But Adoni Moshe Kloim, we see that you're allowed to say your father, your Rebbe's name, is referring to a Rebbe, this is referring to a Rebbe, which is no problem. Abba Chalafta, we see, is referring to a father. You're allowed to mention your father's name. What's going on? We have the Gemara Kedushin, which says you're not allowed to mention the father's name. On this, my father, Zalazan Gesund, got in his new Sefer Machzel Yo, Chedik base, new Chedik. He brings there a Tshuva. Machzel Yo. Yeah, same with the Sefer. And with full cover, that's being said. He brings down there from the Yamsha Shleiman Kedushin.
It's got two names. So
the Yamsha Shleiman Kedushin says that the Rosh refers to his Rebbe, the Maram in Rottenberg, as Rabbeinu Meir. And he asks, how can you fit him as Rabbeinu Meir? What's going on? You know how to refer to, you can't call his Rebbe, Maram. How can you say the word Meir? And he's talking about his Rebbe. How can you do that? Says the Rosh, that if you're being Moisif a Toyer Kovod, if you're adding on a Toyer Kovod, you're not just saying the way everyone else refers to him, but you're adding on something, then it's allowed. So if you're referring to your father or your Rebbe in a way that people don't refer to him, you'll be adding on more, giving him more respect than the standard people in the street would give him, then you're allowed to even mention his name. Says Rachva said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbi Yehuda. Lashon the Gemara. Rachva was an Amora. Said the name of Rabbi Yehuda the Amora. Omar Rabbi Yehuda. He called him Rabbi Yehuda. Tosfos that discuss why does he say Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda? Says Tosfos because he was his Rebbe Muvik, and because his Rebbe Muvik, therefore he changed the name and gave him the title Rabbi, because he can't call him Rav, because that's what everyone else called him, Rabbi Yehuda. He wanted to say, refer to him by name, so he said to him Rabbi Yehuda. That's the reason why he went. So that's why he went and added on the title Rebbe. Our father brings down, this is Meduik in the Loshen of Chochem, of the Gemara, Chochem Meshane Shem Ovi V'Shem Rabbi. He has to change. Doesn't say he's not allowed to call the name of his father, of his Rebbe. He has to be Meshane. Now, it's the Meshane Shem Ovi V'Shem Rabbi. He has to change the name of his father, the name of his Rebbe. And if he changes, it's going to be, it's going to be Moisif. So therefore, if everyone knows your father as Moshe, Morris, whatever he's going to be known as, and someone goes over to you and asks you, what's your name? Because the Tshuva discusses this. This was the question early on. If someone goes over to you and asks you, what's your name? So you say, I'm a Kohen. Which Kohen? From your father, Baruch or Yankel. Which Kohen are you? You're going to have to say, Moshe. You have to say, Reb Moshe. Everyone else calls him Moshe. A son, Mechuyev, whether his father's alive or not alive, he's Mechuyev to add on a title to his father's name. And he has to say, my father is Mr. Moshe, Mr. Morris, Reb Moshe, add on some title. If he's known by everyone as Reb Avraham, then you, the son will have to come along and discuss and say, Harav Avram.
That's why he said Abba Chalafta. His name wasn't Abba Chalafta.
And therefore, when he came to his father's name was Chalafta. He added on the name Abba Chalafta. Moshe Rabbeinu added on the name Adoni, went by Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Yeshua said Adoni Moshe. He added on the title. With the title, everything is going to be Mutter. As long as you've given it the Torah Kovet, you've been Moisif, you've added on a Torah Kovet, says the Yamsha Shlema, then it's Mutter to quote your father's name. Otherwise, we've got Mefarshei Gemara, and the Gemara Sanhedrin, which says that you're not allowed to refer to your father, your Rebbe, by name. Alive or doesn't make any difference. We see first in the Gemara that even though Rav Ashi's father, Rav Ashi, wasn't alive anymore, Ma'abar Rav Ashi is still very careful not to mention his father's name. But practically, the Maisa, when it comes to Rebbe's, we don't really have a Rebbe Muvuk, so the Alch is not so practical to Rebbe Muvuk. Nowadays, therefore, we do call him, everyone refers to Rebbe Avram, or if it's whichever one's going to be, everyone refers to him by name, or Gavriel, so everyone calls the Rebbe's with a title, with a full name. And with fathers, many guidance to try to avoid mentioning, speaking to your father in his face, to say with a name. So if they say, Daddy Moshe, we didn't say that, and that might be Derech Kovod, but still we don't actually see practically people speaking directly in the face to the father like that. But it's talking about your father. Someone asks you, so who are you? Which family are you from? You're going to have to add on a title. That's our mitzvah, it's our chiyuv of this week's Seder, Kibbud Aveim, to be Moisif a title. Pardon? Avidu Shalei B'chayas, Loshon HaShulchan
Aruch.
Oh, okay, it's all discussed. Pachad Yitzchok, we see the Lashonos. All these are with titles. We refer to them as Elikei Avraham, Elikei Hakshporch, put his name to him. Yes, that was a title. It doesn't have to only be the title of what we call title of Kovod. We are chosen in a way of respect, where it's been in the context of respect, and it's okay. However, and this is where everyone, till now we can nod our heads, might have heard this halacha. Here comes a big chiddush. Someone comes to ask me, so let's say my name is Reuven ben Rabbi Yaakov. So what's your name? Because you like to call it for an aliyah. What's your name? I would say my name is Reuven ben Yaakov.
Reuven.
Yaakov. Because my name, I have two ways of saying my name. I can say my name is Reuven Smith, or I can say my name is Reuven ben Yaakov. It's a way of identifying myself. And you want to know who I am? That is my surname. Rashi. Rashi is the title of who's Rashi? Well, who's Rashi? What's Rashi stand for? Rav Shlomo.
Yitzchoki.
The Rebbe, the father of Rashi is Yitzchoki. It's not Rebbe Yitzchoki. Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki. The Rambam in his Akdoma to Yad. The Rambam in his Akdoma to Yad. He writes. I saw it inside. The Rambam writes, Ani Moshe ben Maimon. Now we all know that Rambam's father Maimon, Harav Maimon, was a Rishon in his own rights. And he writes, Ani Moshe ben Maimon. No title, no nothing, and he carries on as if it's a midday. No problem. Ani Moshe ben Maimon. Because he's not referring to his father. The way of identifying myself, not, it's only to ask me, Ben Miato, who are you? I'd like to know, I don't really know who you are, but I'd like to know from which family do you come from. I want to know who's your family. So you're saying, my father is. Then you have to say your father's name, Reb, or you can actually add on, you can say with Abba Chalafta, you can say, my father is Morris. But I've given him the title, I've given him the covered. I haven't just said Morris. I haven't just said Moshe. I've given him the title, the covered beforehand. But if I'm going to come along and someone asks me what's my name, shame at me, what's my name? My name's Reuven ben Yaakov.
No,
my name's Moshe. The Rashpor. The Rashpor. No, that's a way of identifying myself. It's just a way of identifying it. Is within the names.
Is it just speaking or writing as well?
Writing, same halacha. Yeah, exactly, the same halacha applies. Writing, there's rise to it. That's.
Somebody asks you what your father's name.
Oh, someone's asking your father's name because he wants to know who your father is. Very common. You want to know, so which Cohen are you? Yeah, there's loads of them. So then you say Reb, or you say my father's name is. You have to give that bit of title covered. That's the mitzvah, Kibbud Aveim of the Meira. That's the chiddush of the Chiyuv Meira. The Rashpa, the Ritva. Rashpa's name is Reb Shlomo ben Aderes. Ben Aderes. Rashpara. Ritvara. Never heard of that. Happy to go straight to the name, but that's not his son's name. It's his name. It's not referring to his father. If you're referring to his father, then you have to own a title. If you're referring to your name, then there's no problem at all. Now we're going to just move on. We've got the next, just what we are coming to come to clarify, is the Shem Peloi.
Yeah, right.
Shem Peloi. Uri. A name which is very interesting. So the name which is out the books, not the standard name. Matasio, If I would say mention here Matsyo, automatically there's only one Matsyo. I mean, there's a massive world out there. But for some reason, it's not, it's for definite, we're going to be thinking about one person, Derech Klal, Yom Tov, these interesting names, maybe even Simcha, not clear. But names which aren't really known so well. Names which aren't, let's say with Matsyo, that's clear. That's a standard name which is.
There's only one.
Reb Simcha. The Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Vov, Melchus Mamrim, brings down, who jumps into the Shulchan Aruch, who quotes the Rambam, and he says, if your father is the same name as other people, if your father's name is the same as other people, you want to call someone else. I'm not referring to my father anymore. If I speak to my father, I need a title. I need to give him a full covered. I can't just call my father by his name. If I'm calling someone else who has the same name as my father, if it's an uncommon name, then you have to change his name. If it's an uncommon name, I can't refer to someone else with the same name as my father. If my father has a shame, my father is called Matasio, I can't go over to someone else and call him, even miles away, not knowing him, my father, to go over and say, Matasio. This is the shit of the Rambam, brought down Shulchan Aruch. I've got a friend called Matasio, my father's called Matasio, finished, his name is not Matasio. Call him what you want, but not Matasio.
Even if you refer to his father's
you'd have to refer to his father's Matasio.
He always does.
Yeah, it always does, but it's a shame. Yes, but Peter, there are going to be people in the world. The Radvaz tells us there are people. Pardon? Oh, yeah. Good, good. We'll try and get as much as possible in. Yeah, that's the answer. It's L'chvede, it's part of the L'chvede. And you're right. According to Shulchan Aruch, in its straight halacha, we need to come on to the answers of L'chvede. We'll see that the halacha L'maisa, that's not going to be such a problem. The Ramah brings down our Shem Sharagidin boy, usual names, like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, will stand in normal names, Moshe, Aaron, Mutter, Likris, Acherim, Shalib, Afonov. If your father's not around, you're allowed to call all other names. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, all standard names. You're allowed to call your friend, not in front of your father, not in earshot. But in earshot will be also. So in order to call anyone, you have to make sure you've got two to know him. It has to be according to the Rambam, according to the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, you have to have Tati Letigusa. It has to be a usual name and Shalib Afonov. If it's a usual name and Shleib Afonov, then you're allowed to call him. So all your father's called Avram, called Moshe, Yitzchak, call everyone else you want, but no Avrams. Even it has to be.
I didn't call his family name.
Pardon?
Aziz.
Oh, if you're going to change his name?
Avram Katz.
That'll be fine. That'll be fine, because then you're not calling your father. If I was not going to jump out of his seat for a second. I mean, first names? You know, we didn't know they were that close. The Torah and the Kesset Mishnah, they ask, where does this halacha come from? Nowhere do we see anyone first brought down the halacha that you're not allowed to call. Change now to call someone else in your father's name. So Gron brings down a raya from the Oruch, which says that Abaya's real name was Nachmeni. He was brought up in the house of Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, and Rabbi changed his name to Abaya because he didn't want to. So that's a makor for it. Or we see the lashon of the Gemara Chochem Meshane Shem Aviv Veshem Rabbi. He changes the name of his father and the name of his Rebbe. So we see there again, it doesn't have to be dafka when it's to your father, it's to someone else. It could be anyone. You could be referring to anyone. The lashon of the Gemara is a bit Chochem Meshane Shem Aviv. That's the goes to the back of the Torah Medayik that. That if a person has to change his name, however, the Shach brings down from the Drisha. Which is this was practically Neger, and he's got a different shot in the Rambam. It's not good, it's the word Shalik Bafonov in the Rambam, and therefore everything changes. And he says, Halacha Lemaisa, which the Chayodah brings down the Maisa, that in order to have if someone's got an interesting name, then when it's in front of his father within earshot, that's when it's a problem. Not like the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shach's bringing down there from the Drisha, and it sounds like this is how he paskins. And Chayodom says, first, this is how the Oilam attack and Noig to paskin. That if your father's got an interesting name, son of Matasio, can't call his friend Matasio in earshot of the father. So we need, in order to be a problem, it has to be Tarti Lereza, has to be a Shem Ploy, has to be an interesting name, and it has to be in front of the father. It's a good question. It's a good question. It's going to have to be that. It's something which is Loshen is it's Shein Akil Doshen Boy. People are not used to it. It's something that he hears it. You hear Avram, there's loads of Avrams in the world. And there's Yitzchak, there's loads of them. There's Moshe, there's millions of them. So when it comes to this name, it's going to be a bit, little bit out of the box. Uriah, we would have thought, is a bit more strange. Yes, the name of the Torah. I appreciate it. I understand. It's And I'm not coming to say halacha lemaisa whether Uri is mamish, yes or not. My father did tell me that, say, a name like Matasio, Todras, these sort of names are for definitely names which are more out of the book.
If your father's called Moshe, you've got a friend next to you, say, Moshe, no problem.
No problem. If you've got, your father called Moshe and you're standing in front of him and you want to call in front of your father, that's not going to be a problem. I'm allowed to go and call him directly, Moshe, that's not going to be an issue. If I'm going to want to call a friend an interesting name, which is practically Negea to me myself, my wife has more than a different name, not the standard name. I've got a niece who's called after the same lady, also got with the same name, and therefore my daughter's the whole time saying, I want to go and play, and saying the name. Is it a problem, is it not?
So
in front, mother and niece have the same name.
The mother is also the same problem as the father.
Yes, mother and father, exactly the same. So when I ask you, who's your mother? You say, Mrs. So-and-so, or my mother's name is so-and-so.
Same.
All the same, you give her the title, and in front of her, you're going to be careful, you're going to make sure that not to go there. One last very small thing is, okay, we don't need to go over, we don't need to go over, so this is practical, this is what's in the Negea. Rabbi Ron Yeshua said over the name of the Prisperov that two names together, which are not common, even though they're normal names, it's the Yaakov Moshe, but you don't always put them together. Yosef David, not always put together, is a shame peloi, and therefore in front of your father, and your father's called Yosef David, and his brother, friend, also exactly the same Yosef David, you can't, it's also a shame peloi, therefore if it's in front of the father within the earshot, you can't refer to your friend with that name.
You can't.
Shame peloi, it's an interesting name, directly.